think probably at least that, probably even more.
And so, if I just heard you correctly, you're saying the Earth's surface would move, but the atmosphere wouldn't. The net effect, though, would be atmosphere moving by us, or us actually, it wouldn't make any difference. The net effect would be stupendous winds.
Yes. Yes, in fact, it would, the atmosphere would actually begin to roll back as the surface of the Earth accelerates in the shift.
Right.
Because the atmosphere cannot keep up with it, it begins to roll back and it creates a huge vacuum area.
For the first time, I understand this.
And then, air from the outer space comes down.
This particular area. How did that name come about exactly? We're not sure how the actual name of Typhonium Plasma 4 actually came into being. We tried looking it up, we couldn't find it. And we named it Typhonia City simply based upon the location of this little colony. Little colony is about, if you look at it on the website, is about 82 acres.
How does one ride through all of this, from forced vaccinations to Obama's health care bill and the total takeover of the communists of the United States? Welcome to the Prophetic Insider Files. I'm Stuart Best, your host. Today we're going to examine as it was in the days of Noah, because it ties directly into the UFO alien TR-3B backwards engineering delusion that is coming upon the planet Earth. The fallen angels have a job to do. They are operating in concert, actually, with the Lord himself, although probably most people would not believe that. But the Bible clearly teaches that God himself is behind this delusion because of their rejection, the human race's rejection, of his Son and the truths that were brought with him. So what we're going to do is we're going to look at this as it was in the days of Noah, because according to the Lord, it's going to repeat itself. As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it also be in the days of the Son of Man. Now, Noah lived 930 years. He lived before the flood, he lived through the flood, and he lived after the flood. And so his lifespan encompasses a fair amount of activity that was going on planet Earth. Chapter 6 of Genesis, and it came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives, of all of which they chose. And the Lord said, My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he is also flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. There were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, the same became mighty men, which were of old men of renown. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to be looking at a number of aspects to the days of Noah. It's not just the fallen angels that came down here and intermingled and married women and produced a race of giants called the Nephilim. It's a whole series of events that actually took place upon planet Earth back then, and they will again manifest themselves as we approach the last days. So let's take a look at that. And God saw that wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart were only evil continually. Now, In our day, we find a parallel verse, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. So, we have a group of really evil people that rise up in the last days. Evil men shall wax worse and worse. Well, evil people are corrupt, and they are prone to violence, wickedness, and so the thoughts of them are evil continually. So we're finding a parallel in the New Testament that goes all the way back to Genesis. Violence. The earth was corrupt before God, and the earth was defiled with violence. Know this also in the New Testament, that days, in the last days, perilous times shall come. Perilous times. In other words, an earth filled with violence, corruption, greed, evil, murder, rape, torture, theft, every evil that you could imagine will start to take place as we approach the last days. I don't think anyone can say that that's not what's going on right now. Homosexuality. And for this cause, said Paul, God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use unto that which is against nature, and likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, and they went after men. Well, homosexuality is now in the forefront of modern day culture. In fact, they are coming to the forefront rather rapidly, and is virtually, with all the hate laws and stuff going on, you can hardly even criticize it. I'm not taking a stance one way or the other. The Lord has made his stand pretty obvious, pretty plain. And so, because we stand that the Bible is true, then this becomes a sign of the last days, this mushrooming of homosexuality and the rights of homosexuals over even heterosexual marriages, etc., etc. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do the things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, full of murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, and on it goes. And this is just one more sign. You can take this advance of homosexuality with all of its problems that are associated with it. Then you can add in the materialistic viewpoint of man. You can add into that his rejection of God and his rejection of the Bible as having any veracity in it or having anything to do with modern mankind. And these evils begin to multiply and multiply greatly upon the earth. So homosexuality was very prevalent in the days of Noah, and so it is in our day. So that's just one more sign of the end. Total corruption. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. And this has a lot to do with the fallen angels coming in and mating with mankind. And when they did that, of course, they took the DNA and genetics of man mixed it in with fallen angelic DNA and therefore altered mankind. Now, this is a very, very important thing to understand, because these entities, if you look upon the ancient text and the ancient records, arrived in UFOs. They came out of blobs of light and disc-shaped objects, and then proceeded to mate with humankind and women, and produced this race of giants, this men of renown, men of greatness, and you'll read about them in Greek mythology. Only I do not believe that Greek mythology is mythology. I think there's a whole lot more reality to it than that. But the point is, the earth becomes corrupted. The people become corrupted. Now, how does this apply to the last days? Well, what do we have going on? Alien abductions. We have all kinds of stories of females being impregnated. The babies are then harvested. And who knows what happens to them after that? So it is happening over again, and there's just simply too many witnesses, too many stories about it to poo-poo it. It's part of the signs of the last days. And then we have, of course, we have the flood. We have this mega catastrophe. In lieu of a flood, we're probably going to see World War III. World War III was outlined by Albert Pike, one of the leading Freemasons of the world, who outlined actually three world wars, World War I, World War II, and then the Third World War. And he said the Third World War would be basically a fight between atheistic East and Western Christianity, and out of that would emerge the Luciferian New World Order. Well, it's very, very interesting that we had a flood back in the days of Noah, which wiped out basically that basic civilization. But on the other side, we have the rise of Babylon. We have the rise of Nimrod, who is a mighty hunter. And in our modern day, we have the great city, New York City, within the confines or the boundaries of America, Babylon the Great. I'm not here to argue with people that America is not Babylon. It most assuredly is. There are over 140 parameters, all of which are fulfilled with absolute precision in America. The mighty city, the great city, Babylon, is New York City. Out of New York City rises the modern Tower of Babel. It's called the United Nations. They even have the same worship that ancient Nimrod had. It's a big tower of glass. They proceeded to have one tongue back in those days, in Noah's day, when Nimrod established it, remember? And the Lord came down and said, I think we better scatter these people over the face of the earth. He confused the languages. Then he split the earth apart in the days of Nimrod to the continents that we have today. So what is mankind doing now? Through the United Nations, we're trying to get back to one universal major language. Right now, English is the worldwide aviation language. Now, whether English will prevail as the overall language, we don't really know. We just have to wait and see. But it is moving very, very rapidly. Remember, the UN has declared pandemic level 6, and technically and legally, through the laws and treaties that we have, can now take over all these nations. So, as Nimrod ran everything back in those days, the UN is the modern Tower of Babel, and it will run everything. It's running a one-world government, basically. And They're forming a one-world religion. It'll be earth-based. It'll be human-based. It'll be the worship of Gaia and the worship of man, who will, at that point, consider himself a god. You see, you have to understand what's really going on here. This whole system that we're watching is designed to fail. The UN is designed to fail. It will not prevent a major nuclear holocaust, World War III. It will not prevent it. At the end of this thing, when people are crawling out of the nuclear ruins of various cities on the earth, the cry will be, the UN failed. The UN failed, and it failed because we did not give it enough money. We did not give it a big enough military. We did not do this. We did not do that. And they will empower the UN in its modified form, whatever form that takes. And that will be the new world order. Now, just as in the days of Noah, when the fallen angels were there before the flood, they set up a basic alien human government. Now you might say, well, that's awful bizarre. Never heard of anything like that. Well, it's actually not as bizarre as most people would think. Anyway, and the angels, which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitats, he has reserved in everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of the great day, even as Sodom and Gomorrah, and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication, going after strange flesh, are set forth as an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. So, the angels were punished. They're kept, but some of them are going to get released as we come to the last of the last days. 2 Peter 2:4 says, "For if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell, delivered them into chains of darkness, to be reserved unto judgment." Now, there are a lot of people who say, well, angels can't marry, they can't do this, they can't fornicate, they can't do anything. But that's absolutely not true. Jesus didn't say they couldn't marry in heaven. He just said they didn't marry in heaven. Big difference. Anyway, the sons of God, who are they? Who really are they? Well, Clarence Larkin, a noted scholar, in his book, The Spirit World, said, in Genesis 6, 1 through 4, we read, "And it came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair or beautiful, and they took them wives of all of which they chose. There were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, the same became mighty men, were men of old, men of renown. But who were the sons of God? Some claim they were the sons of Seth, and that the daughters of men were the daughters of Cain, resulting with a godless race. Such an assumption has no foundations whatever in the scriptures, as in the early days of the race it was necessary that brothers and sisters and near relatives should marry. It was very unlikely that the descendants of Seth and Cain did not intermarry until some time before the flood." And how would they be producing, we might ask, giants? Their DNA and genetics would be the same. It's a spiritual issue. But if you have fallen angels come down and they mate with women, now you're mixing a kind of a fallen DNA genetic mixture with humankind, and you're producing really a genetic offspring totally different than the human race. By the way, that's exactly what appears to be going on in our day. Anyway, People argue back and forth, but there's no doubt in our mind here as that these were really angels. And not good ones either. The Secrets of Enoch is very, very interesting. They are very well spelled out in the Book of Enoch as to who they really were. And they did leave their first estate, as Peter said, and they took it upon themselves to come to earth and mate with humankind. And it came to pass, when the children of men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the angels of God saw them on a certain year of this jubilee, that they were beautiful to look upon, and they took themselves wives of all whom they chose. They bare unto them sons, and they were the giants. And lawlessness increased on the earth, and all flesh corrupted its way, alike men and cattle and beasts and birds and everything that walketh on the earth. All of them corrupted their ways and their orders, and they began to devour each other, and lawlessness increased on the earth, and every imagination of the thoughts of all men was thus evil continually. Now, what they're talking about here is the mixing of the DNA and the genetics of humankind with animals, totally destroying the order of things that God had set up. And so the mythology of a horse with a man's head, etc., etc., a man's half his upper body and head of a human, but the rest of the body was like a horse, and all kinds of genetic experimentations were going on by the sons of God. And so God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, and all flesh corrupted its orders. And all that were upon the earth had wrought all manner of evil before his eyes. And he said, I will destroy man and all flesh upon the face of the earth which I have created. But Noah found grace before the eyes of the Lord. And against the angels whom he had sent upon the earth, he was exceedingly wroth. And he gave commandment to root them out of all their dominion, and bade them to bind them in the depths of the earth. And behold, they are bound in the midst of them, and they are kept separate. And against their sons went forth a command from before his face, that they should be smitten with the sword, and be removed from under heaven. So this is very, very interesting in the Book of Enoch. We're being told things that are borne out by other manuscripts of ancient times. And further, he says, it happened after the sons of men had multiplied, the daughters were born to them, elegant and beautiful. And when the angels, the sons of heaven, beheld them, they became enamored of them, saying to each other, come, let us select for ourselves wives from the progeny of men, let us beget children. And they took the wives, each choosing for himself, whom they began to approach, and with whom they cohabitated, teaching them sorcery, incantations, the dividing of roots and trees. And then he goes and he lists all the names of the angels. They taught them signs, astronomy, astrology, the motion of the moon. All kinds of things were taught to early man. Sorcery. Now the women, it says, brought forth giants. The whole earth was filled with blood and with iniquity. And now behold, the souls of them who are dead cry out and complain even to the gates of heaven. Their groaning ascends, nor can they escape from the unrighteousness which is committed on earth. Thou knowest all things before they exist. Thou knowest the things, what has been done by them. Yet thou dost not speak to us. What on account of these things ought we do to them? Now, Enoch claims that the giants actually are where we get the word the demons came from. This is what he says. This is interesting because it applies to this day. Widespread evil, widespread demonic activity, widespread fallen angel UFO activity is going on all over the world. Enoch 15:8-10. Now the giants who have been born of spirit and of flesh shall call upon earth evil spirits, and on earth shall be their habitation. Evil spirits shall proceed from their flesh, because they were created from above. From the holy watchers was their beginning and their primary foundation. Evil spirits shall they be upon earth, and the spirits of the wicked shall they be called. The habitation of the spirits of heaven shall be in heaven, but upon earth shall be the habitation of terrestrial spirits who are born in the earth. The spirits of the giants shall be like clouds, which shall oppress, corrupt, fall, contend, and bruise upon the earth. They shall cause lamentations. No food shall they eat, and they shall be thirsty. They shall be concealed, that means invisible, and those spirits shall rise up against the sons of men and against women, for they shall come forth from them during the days of slaughter and destruction. Now, I want to comment on that, because you're going to see what appear to be totally insane crimes, vicious crimes. We believe it is these demonic spirits that are going around the earth and are corrupting and bruising and causing most of the modern day trials that mankind is facing. When thou art come into the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, thou shalt not learn to do after the abominations of those nations. There shall not be found among you anyone that makes his son or daughter pass through the fire, or that uses divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard. In other words, here are all the prohibitions, all of which dovetail back to the days of Noah. What do we have today? We have all of this all over the world, and especially going on in America. For all that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord, and because of these abominations, the Lord thy God does drive them out from before thee. Well, it didn't really help in the end. But anyway, here's the list of what the fallen angels actually brought with them, and these demonic spirits that came out of the giants. Witchcraft, soothsayers, observers of times, astrology, an enchanter, a charmer, a consulter of familiar spirits, wizards, diviners. Now, these words mean what you and I might expect that they mean, but we will check them to be sure. For example, the word diviner comes, which means to determine a magic spell, to cast lots, to foretell the future via demonic means through oracles. Witch comes from the word, which means one who whispers a spell, to enchant or practice magic, a sorcerer or a magician. An enchanter comes from a word which means prognosticator, and a charmer comes from the word that means secretly practices magic. Okay, so basically, these evil spirits taught mankind all kinds of things which we have going on today, all over the world, and especially, as we have said, in the United States of America. And it all dovetails back to the sons of God, to the giants, and to the evil spirits that came forth from the giants in those days. And it's very, very interesting if you read what Enoch actually had to say about it. He said, "Wherefore have you forsaken," this is Enoch 15, 2 through 3 verses, "and the lofty and holy heaven, which endures forever, and have lain with women, have defiled yourselves with the daughters of men, have taken to yourselves wives, have acted like the sons of the earth, and you have begotten giants. You being spiritual, holy, living a life which is eternal, have polluted yourselves with women, have begotten in carnal blood, have lusted in the blood of men, and have done as those who are in the flesh and blood do." So here we have an indictment and a further confirmation that these entities were in fact entities from other dimensions, ethereal dimension, spiritual beings. Book of Enoch, "Those who seduce them," meaning the angels who seduce the women, "shall be bound in chains forever. Behold, they committed crimes, laid aside their class, intermingled with women, and begot children. A great destruction, therefore, shall come upon the earth, a deluge, a great destruction shall take place in 1 year." And of course, that is the flood. But remember what Jesus said, "As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be again." Now, Josephus had some remarks about it. Remember, Josephus was an ancient historian, knew quite a bit about all of this, and he said that there was a race of giants whose bodies were so large and their countenance so different from men that they were very surprising to the sight and terrible to be hearing. He also mentions, that bones and whatnot had been on display of these giants, and we know from the research of Steve Quayle and others that some giants were at least 35 feet tall. These did not have the gigantus gene, according to Steve's research, but they were totally, totally different. Those who have the gigantus gene don't live for many years. Evidently, these had quite a long lifespan to them. And terrible to behold. Well, what does that mean for us today? Well, it means, basically, that we're going to see giants again. In fact, in the book of Isaiah, it talks about, and I'll try and dig it up for you on our next program, about let not, in Isaiah prays, "Let not the giants live again." Why would you pray that the giants not live again unless there was a very good possibility that they could be released upon the earth in the final days of mankind? Now, the sons of God don't just come from the book of Enoch or from Josephus or all of these. It's worldwide, from Tibet, India, Africa, South America, Argentina, North American Indians, Sumerian Babylon, China, Japan, Easter Island, and Africa. In Tibet, they talk about heavenly kings who came down in a ladder from heaven. They were referred to as gods of the light. In India, that space is populated by the perfect ones and the gods. There is no limit to their delightful abodes. From Africa, reference is made to the fact that divine couples produce the heavenly people with eternal life. God sent some of those children to earth. So there's another reference. I mean, you get all kinds of different stories. And but basically what it is, large spaceships, and almost all of these, suddenly appeared in the sky, and mankind worshipped these gods, and they came to take possession of the earth. Now, this is why we say, and we have two articles now out in the Prophetic Insider, you need to get them, that they are going to return and retake possession of the Earth. It is going to be predominantly run by the aliens, but it'll be an alien-human government, much like the movie V. If you haven't seen it, go rent it and watch it. Anyway, it says they brought great wisdom. This is from South America. Great wisdom and knowledge of other worlds. They came from the depths of the universe. There is a mighty empire of thousands and millions of planets. And it says they stayed between 2,500 and 5,000 years, and then they left just before the big flood. They had huge underground cities. You may remember Eric von Däniken uncovered some of those vast underground networks, and in fact, we probably are using some of those today. And Argentina says that there were giants and aliens back in those days. North American legend. The Indians claimed that they were brought by gods in great ships. Indian legend says they brought here in great thunderbirds. Well, they got that from somewhere, didn't they? So anyway, no matter where you go, you find this business of ancient gods that came to earth, and Jesus said, as it was, so shall it be. Now, we have all kinds of evidence to prove that alien technology has been given to modern mankind, and that modern technology, in fact, is probably why and how we got all our anti-gravity devices from Hitler on forward. All kinds of this sort of thing was going on. But in conclusion to this particular section, the sons of God were actually fallen angels. There's no question about it. They arrived in UFOs of various types. They taught mankind a vast amount of knowledge, which the Bible would classify totally as occultic and demonic. The giants are most likely still with us. And, of course, this brings up the mystery of Bigfoot, Sasquatch. Who actually are they? The name Bigfoot, in almost all the countries around the world by their various names, actually means fallen ones. And remember that Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be. So what we're going to have then is UFO activity. They're going to come and they're going to teach mankind all kinds of things. They're going to give technology to us. There will be a rise in alien contacts. There will be a massive demonic invasion. There will be a vast increase in knowledge. And we're going to close here because it's quite extensive as to what actually is going to come upon the face of the earth. Anyway, we'll close it down for now. Thanks for listening. And we'll come back with part 4 of the Prophetic Insider Files.